Grace, mercy, and peace from our God, Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's sermon title is Boasting and Bragging. The text is based on Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, which says, "But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." So this is St. Paul said this word. And by the way, this sermon is prepared by Pastor Harold. In the dictionary, the definition of boasting is this: to express pride in oneself, in what one can do, or what one is or has. The definition of bragging is to talk boastfully about oneself. There was once a lion who loved to boast about himself. He made it his practice to walk the jungle, asking everyone he met, "Who is the king of the jungle?" He met a monkey and asked, "Who is the king?" The monkey replied, "Oh, you are the king. No one is as great as you." The monkey's opinion was echoed quickly by a giraffe and a zebra, who gave the same answer the lion was looking for. Then one day, the lion met an elephant. He had never seen this elephant before, but the boastful lion shouted out, "Hey, Tiny, do you know who is the king of the jungle?" Without a word, the elephant grabbed the lion's tail in his big, huge trunk and twirled the lion around and around until he was as limp as a noodle. Then he threw him into a lake. Watching the elephant walk away quietly, with all the self-pride he could master, the dripping wet lion shouted out, "Just because you don't know the answer, you don't have to get nasty." So boasting, bragging, our world is full of it. We all do it, no matter how young or how old we are. On the first day of school, children in grade 1 come into the classroom and boast their dad is stronger than anyone else's father. When we get into our teens, we have to have the right clothes or shoes so we can boast we are accepted into the right crowd. So in my house now, we have this experience with our boys now. They have to have certain clothes, certain shoes, certain hairstyles. Parents and grandparents played a continual game of boasting. "Oh, your children are smart. Mice are smarter." Our church folks can also boast too. Your preacher is good. Mine is better. You have a nice church building, but our church have more than 1,000 worshipers on Sunday. But then, there was our unbelieving neighbors who may say, "Oh yeah, that's nice church building. There are a lot of people in that church. It looks good on the outside, but on the inside, those folks are no better than I am. I know Christians who have some pretty big problems and who will act superior to me." Actually, there's a truth to this evaluation. On our own, we Christians are not prettier, not happier, wealthier, stronger, more mentally or physically fit than other folks. We know we are not. You know it, right? Church people have the same struggles and sins as non-church people. Most of us know having our name on the church roster doesn't mean God made us as superheroes. We grow a halo over our head. We walk on the water, or we constantly hem the Sunday hymns all the day long. We are sinners who, like everyone else, in desperate need of a Savior, the Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So you see, there is a difference between us. And that difference is that we have a Savior. And because of the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts, we have faith in that Savior. Because of Jesus, our sins have been forgiven. We have been brought out of darkness of light. We who were lost have been found, and we have peace now with our Lord, with God. Of course, none of this has happened because we are better than anyone else. These things have only happened because of God's grazing, amazing grace given to us in Jesus, our Savior, who at the cross has won the victory over sin, over death, over the devil for us. This is why St. Paul spoke those words that are today's sermon text, Galatians 6, verse 14. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when you see Christians happy or joyful or even proud, it's not because we are that good. It's because Jesus is that good. Because he is our Savior, who came to save sinners like us. Because of Jesus' cross and the empty grave, we have reason to boast, but never in ourselves. That's what St. Paul was saying to the believers in the New Testament church in Galatia. That time, some believers who considered themselves to be super Christian came to those humble, Jesus-trusting believers in Galatia. They told them they were not good enough and that they should better start doing a lot of good works so to earn God's love. St. Paul said, "Don't you believe it?" Then he turned their eyes off of themselves and pointed them to another direction, pointing to the cross where Jesus bore our sins, looking to Jesus' empty grave where death was defeated. Paul said, "I'm nothing. Jesus is everything. Your good works are nothing. Jesus' sacrifice is everything." Even more forcefully, Paul told those believers, just like he's telling us today, "Far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Our dear Heavenly Father, by inspiring the words of St. Paul, wants everyone to know that his son Jesus has done what we could not do. Jesus' perfect life fulfilled God's holy law. His perfect faithfulness defeated the devil. And on the cross, he fully paid for all sins, and won for us the gift of salvation. So, Jesus has done it for all. And he has done it for us. Forget focusing on anything, ourselves, or our accomplishment. When Christians boast, we only boast about Christ and his cross and empty tomb. Again, the words of St. Paul. Far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know that within the ruins of ancient Rome, there is an ancient wall with a bit of graffiti on it? It is a cartoon drawing making fun of Jesus and the early Christians. The cartoon that was drawn so many centuries ago depicts the body of a man who was crucified. It shows Jesus on the cross. But there is one notable difference. The man's head has been replaced with the head of a donkey. The cartoon is made completely by the figure of a man who stands before the cross, his arm lifted up in worship. The cartoon under the caption under the cartoon reads, "He worshiped his God." No matter what the enemies of Christ and his church said then, no matter what they say today, we are not embarrassed by what happened to Jesus on the cross. On the contrary, we are thankful for it. We are proud of it. We can even boast of it. We boast in the cross of Christ. We understand, Scripture told us, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So, brothers and sisters, our good work God already prepared for us. You may know Hanson Taylor. He was a missionary in China in the middle 19th century. Hanson Taylor was a very humble man and very sensitive to other cultures. While he was in China, he learned the language and dressed in the everyday clothing of the people there. Hanson Taylor spent 51 years in China. He found what became known as the China Inland Mission. Serving the people of that nation, he brought in 800 missionaries, formed 120 schools. Through his efforts, blessed by God, over 18,000 Chinese became Christian. It was a mighty work of God that did not go unnoticed by others around the world. One day, at a conference in Shanghai, people were talking about Hanson Taylor. They wondered if he ever became overly proud about his work. They were embarrassed to ask him directly. So after he dressed the crowd, they sent his wife to ask him if he was proud. He replied, "Proud? Proud about what?" His wife responded, "You know, proud about the wonderful things you have done in this nation? To which he replied, I never knew I had done anything. If I must boast, I will only boast about the cross of Jesus Christ. Today our sermon has asked, do we have any reason to boast? May we join Hudson Taylor in echoing the words of St. Paul in Galatians 6, verse 14. Far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.